Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Someone says if archery and rifle shooting are Olympic sports, in inverted commas, then there's no reason why darts shouldn't also be included. I agree. There is no reason. What is the reason darts isn't in the Olympics? That would be a great one to have in there. Why not? Now, Scotland and England are both playing their final group games tonight in Euro 2020, but Scotland will have one player, Billy Gilmore, in isolation after a positive COVID test. And England at the moment, they look as though they'll be missing Ben Chilwell and Mason Mount. They've been deemed close contacts of Gilmore following on from their match on Friday. There's so many questions this morning about how exactly these rules are being applied. And in a moment, I'll speak to Jim Weems, who's club doctor at Oldham Athletic Football Club in England and also a GP. But first, Roddy Forsyth is Scottish football correspondent with the Daily Telegraph. Hello, Roddy.
Good day to you, Claire.
So, lots of controversy around this, but let's get the latest first of all this morning. Are all the Scottish players except Billy Gilmore available to play tonight? Because this is a crucial game, isn't it, against Croatia?
Yes, indeed. It's a win or bust game for the Scots. A draw would put both teams out of the knockout stage. The Scots say that they have tested their players, that Billy Gilmore is the only one who's returned a positive test, and he is asymptomatic. So at the moment, barring Billy Gilmore, the Scots are fully ready to go.
Right. So now explain to us what contact Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell had with Billy Gilmore after the Scotland versus England game.
Well, just to put this in the background context, UEFA's COVID protocol stipulate that all players have to be tested 2 days before a match day. In this case, on Sunday, Billy Gilmore tested positive, although he has no symptoms, so he misses tonight. He's also self-isolating for 10 days, so if they get through to the knockout stage, he misses the first tie of that stage of the competition next weekend. Every England player tested negative on Sunday and again on Monday, but Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell are self-isolating as a precaution because they had physical contact with Gilmore. He's their Chelsea teammate. Excuse me. We're waiting to hear if they can be part of tonight's game against the Czech Republic. Now, both England and Scotland say they were in touch with Public Health England. That applied to the Scots because they were based in Doncaster. Mount and Chilwell had a 25-minute chat with Gilmore in the tunnel at Wembley after the England-Scotland game. And I understand that the convention is that contact of up to 15 minutes doesn't trigger the self-isolation rules, but 25 minutes would.
OK, so then the questions are being asked about the other Scottish players. They've all been training with Billy Gilmore over the past week. So you can understand why there's confusion around this, right? They had the 25-minute chat with him in the tunnel. But the other people, his colleagues on the team, would surely have had contact of over and above the 15 minutes too, you'd imagine.
Well, the Scots say that they have observed all the protocols and the conditions of the UEFA bubble, and point out that when John Fleck tested positive at their training camp in Spain, they identified and isolated six players because sufficient contact had been identified. And by the way, Fleck was also asymptomatic like Gilmore. In this case, they say that that hasn't happened. Gareth Southgate's come in for criticism because he said he really doesn't understand how it all works. He's not alone in that
respect.
But to be fair to Southgate, Steve Clarke has also said that he leaves it entirely to his medical staff to lay down the rules in accordance with the protocols, and then the players have to observe them or not, as might be the case with Mount and Chilwell.
Southgate's tweet, he said rather in the aftermath of this, "I don't want to cause drama for Scotland, but if you're all in the dressing room together, where do you stand?" That's a valid question, isn't it?
Well, that's true. But again, there are protocols for how the dressing rooms are to be used, if indeed they're using the same dressing rooms as are normally used. In some cases, separate rooms or additional dressing rooms are made available so that there can be social distancing. Scotland insists that they've observed the protocols and say that there is no need, as that was the case this morning anyway, no need to apply this to any other players.
Roddy, will you stay on the line with us? Because as I said, Jim Weems is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. Gary Lineker was also tweeting about this, and he's saying this is odd. They may have had close contact with Billy Gilmore, but if they continue to test negative, surely they can play. Otherwise, surely every single Scottish player who all hugged Gilmore after the game won't be allowed to play either. And Gary Lineker says it makes no sense. I'm sure lots of people think this makes no sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of the British public at the moment will be concerned as to what's going on here. That The players that hugged Gilmore at the end of the game there, that does constitute close contact according to Public Health England guidance. And it looks like the English FA have actually followed through with that and recognised that and are taking action appropriately. It would seem so. Although it seems from what Southgate has said, he's taking advice every hour, as it was yesterday.
But they're not the people who hugged him. They're not self-isolating, are they?
Mountain, the players, English players.
Yeah, but that's different because Roddy just explained to us that they had a 25-minute chat with him in the tunnel, and that's why they're self-isolating. That it's not because of the hug.
Right. Well, as an HS GP working, over the last 18 months, been a stressful situation to say the least, and to having to get our head around the contact and what the definition of that is. And the definition through Public Health England is face-to-face contact within 1 metre, regardless of time. The time issue comes in if they've been within 2 metres of someone for more than 15 minutes, and that's cumulative over the course of the whole day as well. So that's an interesting point. We don't know.
Sorry, can I just interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, sorry, come in, Roddy. Yes,
sorry.
Of course.
Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell, just breaking news, will miss tonight's game.
Okay.
Any reason why, Roddy? I mean, have they said they tested positive?
It's simply an announcement from the FA. So I understand they haven't tested positive, but because of a risk of COVID-19 exposure, as the doctor was explaining.
Okay, Roddy, thanks for that. Yeah.
And
just to go back to the guidance, Jim,
yeah.
Public Health England guidance is that if you have close contact, so a hug would be enough to deem you a close contact.
Yeah, according to their guidance, absolutely, yeah. And that was evident, wasn't it, on the screens at the end of the game. And I believe Gareth Southgate has come out and advised his players to avoid close contact with players after the final whistle. They have come out and said that, it's not enough contact during the match, during the matches, that's not enough to constitute close contact, apparently. But after the game, I think it's absolutely sensible that players do not mingle, because technically they're separate bubbles, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Would you be concerned then about close contacts between the Scottish players tonight and the Croatian players who they face on the pitch?
Well, we have to go back to what Roddy said, and the Scottish players, the Scottish FA, say that they have adhered to all the UEFA guidance, and we have to take that at face value. There'll be a lot of conjecture about what may or may not have happened, but if they are following the UEFA rules around COVID, COVID secure environment during this competition, then that's all we can look at this time.
Yeah, I mean, they need to stop hugging each other, don't they? Stop the handshake.
Yeah.
Stop the back slaps.
I mean, when football restarted last season, there was all this elbow bumping and fist bumping and things like that. There was a very obvious symbolism to the fact that we're playing football, we're in privileged positions, we're still allowed to play. A lot of other people aren't able to do this in the general community, and I think we have to respect the fact that everyone around the country were not able to do that during the pandemic, yet the footballers were, and at Oldham Athletic we made sure that we did everything possible to ensure that there were one-way systems and that the bubble was intact at all times and that any contacts were traced appropriately and isolated appropriately and everyone had the testing. Indeed, that there could be a case that players could be tested on a daily basis. Of course, as Roddy said, that there's the UEFA testing 2 days before the match to ensure that everyone has a negative PCR, which I think is sensible in light of the situation. But at the moment, there's only trials going on in England whereby if someone is a contact of a positive COVID case, they could do daily lateral flow tests for 7 days. If these are all negative, then they can continue about their duties. However, it must be stressed, this is not common practice at the moment, and we're going to wait and see what happens with that.
I mean, Jim, this is really horrible for Billy Gilmore and the other players involved who,
Absolutely.
Can't partake. Now, it's just such a horrible situation for them to be in, but it's also a wake-up call, isn't it, for footballers to just be a little more careful.
Absolutely. It is. It is a wake-up call. And I think Southgate, you know, has reflected on it, and he said he's ordered his players to act in a different way after matches. And it's tricky. The players are caught up in the emotion of the Euros, and it's I can understand that. And the players, you know, at the club that I'm at, we're thankful for to be playing. But it is easy to get caught up in the emotion. It's very upsetting for Gilmore, because it's his first real taste on this big stage so soon in his career. I'm sure he's going to do very well. But I think that at the moment, we have to look at what good could come out of this. And it's happened in the group stages. And, you know, maybe that the rest of the tournament can learn from what's happened here and hopefully prevent transmission, which is what we're all about here. We certainly do not want the Euros to end up being a spreader event. You know, I'm sure that all precautions have been taken up to this point and will do so. And this is just it will need a tightening of the restrictions, I'm sure.
Jim, thank you very much for being with us. Jim Weems, club doctor at Oldham Athletic and also a GP. But Roddy, I want to ask you about another story which is coming through here today, and that is that UEFA has declined a request to illuminate the Euro 2020 stadium in Munich in rainbow colours. This was for the Germany versus Hungary match. UEFA said it believes the gesture has a political context. So it said the reason for the request was a response to legislation passed in Hungary banning LGBT people from appearing in school educational materials or programmes for under 18s. On that basis, UEFA said it could not grant the request. Will you tell us what has been happening here with this? Clearly very controversial, but it was Munich who made the request and it's been declined.
Well, it was the mayor of Munich who wanted to light the Allianz Arena for the Germany-Hungary game in rainbow colours as a protest, as you say, against this law in Hungary, banning the dissemination of content in schools if it's deemed to promote homosexuality or gender change. Now, whatever you might think of that, or whichever side of that argument you may position yourself on, UEFA is an avowedly non-political and non-religious organisation and so has refused the request for this particular game. But UEFA has said that the lighting of the stadium could go ahead on June the 28th, that's Christopher Street Liberation Day, that's celebrated widely in Europe as the anniversary of a landmark gay protest in 1969. And you'll recollect that UEFA also come down hard, for example, in club games where people wave Palestinian flags, for example. So it's always trying to make itself quite clear that it is a neutral arbiter of football and not a political organisation, and that's what it's saying in this case.
Roddy, great to talk to you as always. Roddy Forsyth there from The Telegraph. Now, after the break, nominations will be closing in just a few minutes for the new DUP leader. We'll find out what's been happening with that very shortly.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.